is traveling by train in India, going to a certain destination. So he got onto the train and was going to a certain destination, and it would not stop anywhere, directly to that destination. So in the same train, in his coach, there was an elderly person who came in. As the train moved, after some time, this elderly person realized that he actually sat in the wrong train. And his destination was in the total opposite direction where he wanted to go. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali came to know of this. And there was nothing they could do now. They couldn't stop the train. There was no station that the train would stop now. It was going to stop at that final destination. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, to console him, pacify him, he said, "Chalo hum baat cheet kar le. Let's just start talking to make him feel good." This person had become so anxious. He was overwhelmed with anxiety. He's saying, "Hazrat, you are talking about baat cheet, I must talk, when I'm feeling so anxious. The more further away I'm going, further away from my manzil-e-maqsood, from my destination, I'm going opposite, in the opposite direction. The further away I'm moving, the more and more anxious I'm becoming." Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali then mentions, this is a great sabak that I learned. This is our condition. The further away we are moving from our manzil and maqsood, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how restless we become. Our hearts, our lives become filled with anxiety, becheni. There is no sukoon in our lives. And this sukoon, which Allah ta'ala talks about in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that is through mujahada that a person makes. He refrains from all type of sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness and His mercy, His fadl, Allah has got friends who He sends into this world, who have that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are always worried about tasfiyah of the qulub, tazkiyah of the qulub, tahdhibun nafs. They are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who come to us different times in the year, great mashayikh, and sitting in their company, a person feels that sukoon in his heart. He's reminded of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah, Allah's forgiving nature, Allah's generosity, Allah's mercy. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into his heart because the love of Allah is brimming in their hearts. Tonight again, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have amidst us, a very great personality. Hazrat Mawlana Salim Dora Sahib Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, it was I think 3 years ago when he had come to the Transvaal in Azadville, when I managed to phone him. At that time, Hazrat bin Mazirat, we invited him to come to our masjid, but he promised. Alhamdulillah, today he has fulfilled his promise to the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day that I personally was waiting for very long. And believe me, this is no mubalagha. The fact that you see so many ulama sitting around, and the fact that so many great and senior mashayikh of our times have given him this special tawajjuh du'as, this in itself speaks very high of our guest. The sterling work he's doing, the people in UK and everywhere else, they know what type of work he's doing. He's a Shaykhul Hadith, he's a Muhtamim, the Islamic Dawah Academy that is running. We can go on talking about his great virtues, but I personally feel some type of kashish, some type of attraction when these people who come with their pure hearts, may Allah Ta'ala bless him, give him afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, may Allah give him his marifat, may Allah use him for the khidmat of his deen. To the four corners of the globe, may Allah protect him, his family, from all shurur and fitan. May Allah make many, many people benefit from him. It is quite commonly known that the youth, especially in UK, benefit from him tremendously. And I honestly feel it's not only the youth, but even ulama, through different parts of the world, they also benefit from the pearls and words of wisdom that emanates from his Mubarak lips. So inshallah, this is a great opportunity for us, that he has come, he's honored us tonight, he's come to this masjid. And the other programs tomorrow, inshallah, in the Westville Jami Masjid after Maghrib Salah. Then there is a Jalsa Bukhari Khatam in Camberdown on Monday. And then the Jalsa is on Tuesday. Then of course Tuesday evening again in Mountain Rise, Peter Marisburg. These few days he has sacrificed just for our sake. We always complain that we are the mashayikh. Allah has sent them to us. Let us avail of this great opportunity. And we call upon our guests, inshallah, to address us, inshallah.
ND539-700, Blue Honda, please remove your car. FP03RD, Opel. FP03RD, Opel, please remove your car.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, O you who have accepted iman, ittaqullah, adopt taqwa. وَكُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ and be with the صادقين. Remain with the صادقين. Stay in the company of the صادقين. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the believers. Those people who have already accepted iman. And iman, in simple terms, is to believe in everything that was conveyed to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. Whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend or not. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, O you who have already accepted iman. Once it is verified that this word, this sentence, this topic, this mas'ala, this order, this injunction is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, a true believer will never challenge it. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was approached by Abu Jahl after the night of Mi'raj. And Abu Jahl said, Oh Abu Bakr, if someone says that he traveled from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Maqdis in one night, is it possible? Only from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Maqdis. Is it possible? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, No, it is not possible. It takes days to travel to Baytul Maqdis from Makkah Mukarramah. But who says this? Who is saying that he has traveled from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Maqdis in one night? Abu Jahl said, Your friend Muhammad says this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Then it is possible. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says so, then it is possible. And thereafter Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that I believe in something more astonishing than this. I believe that an angel comes all the way from the heavens with revelation to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My friends, we should be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as this is the greatest gift that a person can be bestowed with, iman. And without any effort on our part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the greatest favor. And many of us, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us live a sinful life. Many of us are very far away from deen. There are those who are unable to come even for Friday prayers. Despite that, my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind that as far as iman is concerned, it is intact. The lowest degree of mu'min will not challenge anything that comes to him from Allah or his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be continually grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor. Say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, you have granted me this greatest favor, the favor of iman, the bounty of iman, without my deserving, only through your fadl, only through your infinite grace and mercy. Oh Allah, I am grateful to you." And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard this iman until we breathe our last. I have heard Hazrat Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala say, "Mangane wala mahroom nahi rehta. The one who asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never deprived. Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask from me and I will grant it to you. Mangane wala mahroom nahi rehta. The one who asks is never deprived. Aur darne wale ki hifazat ki jati hai. And the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Hakim Fakhruddin Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, he would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he would say, "Oh Allah, I am a weak human. I cannot look after my pen and I cannot look after my keys. Sometimes I misplace my pen, sometimes I misplace my keys and I am unable to find my pen and my keys. Simple things. Oh Allah, how will I look after my iman? If I am unable to look after insignificant items such as pen and keys, how will I look after iman? When there is constantly the biggest robber trying to rob me of this ni'mat, shaitan. So, oh Allah, you have taught us amanah, trust, trustworthiness. I am handing over to you my iman as amanah. Oh Allah, protect it for me. And when the time comes to depart from this world, hand me over my amanah so I am able to recite the kalima and live with iman." Great people always used to fear. Great people always. Hadrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, despite being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Rabbi qad ataytani minal mulki wa allamtani min ta'wilil ahadith. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, O the creator of the heavens and the earth, you have granted me everything. You have granted me material blessings, you have granted me spiritual blessings. And you are my friend and you are my guardian in this world and also in the hereafter. Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis-salihin. When you take me from this world, take me as a Muslim. When you take me from this world, take me as a Muslim. And join me with your pious servants." Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, whenever anyone used to praise him, he would say, "Mere pyaro, mujhe marne to do." Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullahi Alayhi, whenever someone used to praise him, he would say, "Oh, mere pyaro, marne to do. Let me die first. Let me die first. If I go with iman, praise me as much as you want to. But if you praise me now, and if I leave this world without iman, what will happen to me and what is the worth of your praise?" Maulana Manzoor Nu'mani Rahmatullahi Ali, he wrote a letter to Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and he requested Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi to grant him permission to write certain things that he desired to regarding Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi whilst Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi was still alive. And he wrote a detailed letter, and he wrote in that letter that Hazrat, when Mashaykh pass away from this world, and thereafter people come to know of their qualities, their attributes, their greatness, People have nothing but regrets. It is my desire that I let the people know who you are whilst you are alive. So people can benefit from you. They can value your presence. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi in reply to this detailed letter wrote only one sentence. Maulvi Manzoor, khatime ka na tumhe pata hai na mujhe pata hai. Maulvi Manzoor, neither you are aware of the final moment nor am I aware of the final moment. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will happen. These were my friend, great people, Qutubul Aqtab. Qutubul Aqtab. I heard Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi say that Masihul Ummat, Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, what do you know about Shaykhul Hadith? This is the love these great people had for each other. Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi was no ordinary wali. He was no ordinary wali. He was also a wali of a very high caliber. But Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi said that he used to say when Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi was alive, that what do you know about Maulana Zakariya? What do you know who Maulana Zakariya is? Maulana Zakariya is Sartajul Awliya. Allahu Akbar. So my friends, Iman, let us worry about this Iman. Let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty and all other bounties. All other bounties. Wealth, health, children, wife, husband, brothers, sisters, business, ilm, the opportunity to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be able to say even subhanallah once. Great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes I notice when delivering a bayan, that I encourage the people and I say to them, that my brothers say subhanallah once. Sometimes I mention a fadilah, a virtue of subhanallah, and immediately there are so many brothers who upon hearing the virtue of subhanallah will say subhanallah. Upon hearing the virtue of la ilaha illallah will say la ilaha illallah. But I see certain people not responding even after listening to the virtue. Tawfiq is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite hearing the virtue of La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah, Salat ala Nabi, they are sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, occupied with only one thing, listening to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they are not able to say Subhanallah. Despite so many people saying Subhanallah loudly, they are not granted that tawfiq to move their lips or their tongue. So thereafter I encourage and I say, brothers, inshallah we will read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah 100 times daily from now. Subhanallah 100 times daily from now. But at least say Alhamdulillah now, at this precise moment, so we become worthy of the virtue of saying Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. Even after appealing, I see certain faces where the lips and the tongue does not move. So if we are given the tawfiq to come to the masjid, perform salat, if we are given the tawfiq to perform salat in the first saf, if we are given the tawfiq to say as little as subhanallah, as little as alhamdulillah, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows, my friends, that all the amal will be put aside and only this one subhanallah, which was uttered with complete sincerity, will become the means of our forgiveness in the hereafter. So be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors that He has granted us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a very beautiful dua. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadim min khalqik. Faminka wahdaka la sharika lak. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites this dua once in the morning and once in the evening, Allah in the morning Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin, in the evening Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin. And the translation of this dua is, the gist of this dua is that, oh Allah, I have entered the morning or I have entered the evening. Whatever ni'mat I find with myself,
or whatever ni'mat I find with anyone from amongst your creation, my other fellow Muslim brothers or fellow human brothers, فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ. It is only from you. It is only from you. لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. You have no partner. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرَ. All praises are for you and all thanks are for you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who recites this dua in the morning and the same dua in the evening with change of one word only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider him as the one who has made shukr of all the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him. One day, I was in khalwa. I left the academy, I left my town for khalwa for 3 days, 4 days. And I was only with Maulana Ahmed, just the two of us. And in the morning after the Fajr Salat, in khalwa, the hearts are connected very easily to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our problem is, my friends, that we are never in seclusion. We are always in the company of people. In the masjid, we are in the company of the people. After the Fard Salat, no seclusion. Not even for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes. The seclusion of mind is very, very important in order to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may engage in all the ma'mulat that the shaykh has stipulated. And he may sit in the company of his shaykh again and again. And he may try his utmost to carry out mujahada and abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in spirituality, he will not progress if he does not have the solitude of mind. Solitude of mind, khalwa, is very, very necessary. It is for this reason, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was compelled towards khalwa. حُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَىٰ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was compelled to go in khalwa before nubuwa. And even after being honored with nubuwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْسَبْ إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. You have your occupation and engagement during the day of calling people towards me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and teaching people, instructing people, engaging with people. But once you are over with your duty during the day, during the night, you must go in khalwa. You must go in khalwa. Khalwa, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I would urge my salikin brothers, please, khalwa. Begin with 5 minutes. Daily 5 minutes khalwa. And in that khalwa, make muhasaba of yourself. Make muhasaba. 5 minute khalwa, make muhasaba. Just take the main points of that last 24 hours. Then increase it to 10 minutes, increase it to 15 minutes, increase it to 20 minutes, increase it to 25 minutes, increase it to 30 minutes. Once you increase it to 30 minutes, then you will enjoy khalwa. You will enjoy khalwa. And once you increase it to 30 minutes, and once you are punctual with this khalwa of 30 minutes, even whilst you are in the midst of the people, your heart will have khalwa. Your mind will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek main hoon aur shugle yaade dost. Ek main hoon aur shugle yaade dost. There are only two things. Me and the engagement and occupation of remembering the friend. At the moment, our condition is that we are performing salat, we are giving zakat, we are performing umrah, we are performing hajj, we are carrying out the azkar, we are reciting the Quran. But khalwa is not there. And because khalwa is not there, when we are reciting the Quran, our heart and mind is not there. When we are doing the dhikr, our heart and mind is not there. Ise dekha, use dekha, idhar dekha, udhar dekha. Na dekha yaar ko aghyar mein. Ise dekha, use dekha. You saw this person and you saw this person. You are observing this person and you are observing that person. Idhar dekha, udhar dekha. You are looking in this direction, you are looking in that direction. You are continually engaged in absorbing in your heart and mind aghyar, ghairullah. People and items other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not absorbing Allah. You are saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but while saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, your mind is engaged with your wife, with your children, with business. So you are not absorbing Allah. Even lip service is very beneficial. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, ki Allah ka naam kitni hi ghaflat se liya jaye, asar kiye bagair nahi rehta. The effect of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that with whatever degree of negligence you utter the word Allah or Subhanallah or Alhamdulillah, it will definitely have an effect on your heart. So, I am not undermining this tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us, but why should we remain on this stage of zikr only? Let us go on to the next stage. After Salat, we all of us read Tasbih Fatimi. But what is our condition? Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We are looking here and there. We are not absorbing Allah. We are not absorbing Allah. We are reciting the kalima and the zikr, but we are absorbing other things. Ise dekha, use dekha, idhar dekha, udhar dekha, na dekha yaar ko. Yaar, the friend. Na dekha yaar ko aghyar mein. I was able to observe and look at the aghyar, the ghairullahs, Amar, Bagar, Zahid, Ahmed, Ismail, building, factory, shop, car, aghyar. But I was unable to see the yaar who has created these aghyar. Ise dekha, use dekha, idhar dekha, udhar dekha, na dekha yaar ko aghyar mein. Now the poet is asking a question. Na dekha yaar ko aghyar mein, dekha to kya dekha? Na dekha yaar ko aghyar mein, you were able to observe all the aghyar, but not yaar. So what have you seen? If a person goes to Agra, and you ask him that, did you see Taj Mahal? He says, no, I saw this item and this thing and this street and this building. So you will say, you have not seen Agra. If you have not seen Taj Mahal, you have seen nothing. So if we can observe everything, but not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, Tera aina alame rango bu hai. Tera aina alame rango bu hai. Jidhar dekhta hoon, udhar tu hi tu hai. Wherever I see, in this universe, if I look at the moon, I see you, because as soon as I see the moon, I remember the creator of the moon. When I look at the sun, I remember the creator of the sun. When I look at the mountain, I do not appreciate the mountain. I remember the creator of the mountain. And this will only come about, my friends, if we are punctual with our azkar, with our ma'amulat, but with khalwa. So dhikr, good company with khalwa. Khalwa is 5 minutes. Begin with 5 minutes, 10 minutes after salat. Khalwa. You can even within the congregation, you can adopt khalwa. Close your eyes and say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Enjoy remembering Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Enjoy remembering Allah. We have become so greedy that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either to safeguard ourselves from the punishment of Allah or to acquire the ne'mats of Jannah. We don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we have this inner love for Allah which is compelling us to say Allah, which is compelling us to say Subhanallah. There was a very pious saint, when he used to go in the sajda when performing the nafal salat, he would remain in sajda sometimes for 15 minutes, sometimes for 30 minutes, sometimes for 45 minutes, sometimes even for 1 hour. In one sajda. And some people used to make fun of him as well. Those who did not recognize him, that he is a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some awliya remain hidden from the eyes of the people. People cannot recognize them. So people used to make fun of him, and people used to say that he does this to show people that I am a very pious person. So some of his murid said, Hazrat, why do you remain in sajda for so long? So long you remain in sajda, sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes even 1 hour. So he said that when I go into sajda, I remember the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. Perform Isha Salat today, my friends, with this thought when you go in sajda, that I am closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not want to lift your head straight away. I am closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, when I place my forehead in sajda, I do not feel like lifting my head. Why? Because he says that when I go into sajda, I feel as if I have placed my head into the lap of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is stroking my head with love. This was the kayfiyat these great personalities had acquired. And we too can acquire the same kayfiyat, my friends. We too can acquire, because they were humans like us. The only difference is that they exerted effort in acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are not exerting that effort. So many mashayikh are coming, so many mashayikh are reminding us. Despite that we listen to the bayan, and we feel content with their sohbah only, that alhamdulillah this sohbah will go a long way in securing our jannah in the hereafter. No, my friends. Benefit from these mashayikh. Listen carefully to what the mashayikh are saying, and try to bring these things in your lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So the murids ask this particular saint, Shaykh, that Hazrat, when you go in sajda, you remain in sajda for so long, people backbite you, they make fun of you. Why do you remain in sajda for so long? So he said that when I go in sajda, I remember this hadith, and I feel and I believe that I am very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I feel that I am very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that when I say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, it is a delicacy for me. It is a very great ni'mat for me that I am able to say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, whilst being so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after I complete saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and when I desire to lift my forehead, I immediately think to myself and question myself that will you again get the opportunity to put your forehead in sajda? And if you are not given this opportunity again, will you be able to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la again in this condition? So he says that I say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la a few times again. And again, when I make the intention to lift my head, this process continues for sometimes half an hour, sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes 1 hour, until I have to compel myself to get. Ek main hoon aur shugle yaade dost. I have only 2 things, it's me, and the engagement of remembering my friend. एक मैं हूं और शुगले यादें दोस्त सारे झगड़ों से ही फुर्सत हो गई सारे झगड़ों से ही फुर्सत हो गई all the problems are solved. Why? Because all the time in my heart and mind Allah 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 Allah. So let us also take out some time daily, my friends, half an hour, 45 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. If we are reciting one juz daily, let us recite a few ayat with khalwa. Begin with a few ayat. If we are reciting 100 times, 3rd kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, let us recite 5 times, 10 times with khalwa, with concentration. Let us take out 15 minutes, 20 minutes daily where we go in a room where nobody disturbs us. The whole family knows that this is my husband's, my father's, my wife's time of khalwa. And as a result of khalwa, my friends, we will progress. The mashayikh used to go in khalwa. The mashayikh. The anbiya used to go in khalwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go in khalwa every night. Every night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him. Faida faragda fansab. This fansab is khalwa. That when you finish your engagement with the makhluk, then engage with the khaliq. Faida faragda fansab. As soon as you finish with the makhluk, engage with the khaliq. That means the maqsad and the objective of this life is not to engage with the makhluk, it is to engage with the khaliq. But for as long as you are busy with the engagement with the makhluk, you may continue because it is a duty upon you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as your engagement with the makhluk is finished, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ جَبْ آپ فارغ ہو جائیں, when you are farig, when you complete this engagement, then now no more engagement, now go into khalwa, fansab, stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was in khalwa for a few days, and only Maulana was with me, just the two of us. So after the Fajr Salah, I was doing my adhkar. And during adhkar, I started reciting this dua, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadim min khalqik, faminka wahdaka la sharika lak. And as a result of khalwah, my friend, even a person who is insignificant, someone like me, very insignificant, as far as spirituality is concerned, as far as the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, once he goes in khalwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires even an insignificant person. So imagine the inspiration that comes to people who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason we hear so many precious pearls emanating from their tongues. Even the ulama appreciate. The likes of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali, a great alim of a very high caliber, and a Sufi of a very high caliber. So ilme zahiri, ilme batini, both very high caliber. But he would say that I have heard from Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali something which I have not found anywhere in the books. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, Hafidhahum Allah Ta'ala, I have heard him say that I have heard something from my doctor Sahib, my Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, which I have not found anywhere in the books. They are inspired. So even a very, very insignificant person will be inspired by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because as a result of dhikr in khalwa, the heart becomes polished. And when the heart becomes polished, there is no barrier between the heart and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was sitting and I was reciting this dua, and I thought to myself that in this dua there is cure for two very, very dangerous illnesses. Two very, very dangerous illnesses, or rather three. Ujb, kibr and hasad. I was reciting this dua, contemplating on this dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me that there is ilaj and there is cure in this dua from three very, very serious illnesses of the heart. Ujb and kibr and hasad. Because in this dua, the reciter says, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin. Whatever ni'mah I have been given. So when I have entered the morning, and whatever ni'mat I see around me, faminka wahdaka la sharika lak, it is only from you. And if it is only from you, why should I be proud? If it is only from you, why ujb? Why kibr? And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadim min khalqik. Whatever ni'mat I see with other people, it is only from you. And if it is only from you, why should I be jealous? So khalwah, my friends. In khalwah, sit in khalwah and do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the safety of our iman. So this is Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, O you who believe. Great ni'mat, my friends. Great ni'mat. Let us strive till the end. And let us give everything in order to safeguard this iman. And in order for this iman to continue in our children and in our progeny to come until the day of Qiyamah. Even the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ
فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Even the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, they would make wasiyah and nasiha and give final advices before departing from this world. Ya bani, O my children, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this deen for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Die only in the state of Islam. Die only in the state of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe. So Allah is communicating with the believers, not with the non-believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And we find this style in the Quran on many places. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah. And normally, the sentence ittaqullah is translated as fear Allah. Fear Allah. That is not the correct translation. Ittaqullah means create a wiqayah between yourselves and Allah. Ittaqullah, create a wiqayah. And wiqayah is a shield, a barrier, a partition. Create a partition, create a barrier, create a hurdle, create a curtain between yourselves and Allah. And if you take a step further, we can translate it as create a barrier between yourselves and the displeasure of Allah. And displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into existence if we disobey Allah. So create a barrier between yourselves and disobedience to Allah. Taqwa, this is what taqwa is not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear. One, there are two types of fear. One type is like we fear a snake, fear of a snake, fear of a lion, fear of an enemy, fear of somebody who desires to harm you. And the other fear is fear out of love. Fear out of love. My father is so kind to me. I have to get back before 10 o'clock because my father said, son, make sure you are home before 10. So the friends say, it doesn't really matter. Just one night. He says, no. I fear my father. I fear the displeasure of my father. What does he mean? My father has been so affectionate to me, so kind to me, that I do not want to break his heart. This is what I fear. I love my father. I don't fear my father. My father is very kind to me. So we don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense that we dislike him, na'udhu billah or something. No. We fear his displeasure that the one who has granted me existence from nothing and thereafter who has granted me everything that I needed in this world physically and also who has granted me everything that I required spiritually, how can I disobey this creator? How can I make Allah unhappy? So Allah says, Ya, O you who believe, ittaqullah, create a barrier between yourselves and my disobedience. Create a barrier between yourselves and my displeasure. Make sure that I never become unhappy with you. Make sure I never become unhappy with you. Because if I become unhappy with you, you will remain mine no more. And this is the goal of a mu'min, that I become Allah's and I remain Allah's. Tera ho jaun itni arzu hai. This is my only desire. This is my only wish that I become yours. Tera ho jaun itni arzu hai. Bas itni hai tamanna. This is my only wish. This is my only desire. This is my only want that I become yours. And I remain yours until I breathe my last. I remain yours. You remain happy with me. On the day of Qiyamah, when we meet in a state where I am smiling and you are smiling. Jo ho didar tera roze mahshar. When I see you on the day of Qiyamah, tu dekhe muskurakar. Then you see me with a smile. When I see you whilst you are smiling with me. Koi tujhse kuch koi kuch mangta hai, ilahi mein tujhse talabgar tera. Someone is asking for something and the other is asking for something from you, Allah. But all I ask from you is you. I want you. I want nothing but you. Because if we are able to acquire Allah, if we are able to acquire the support of Allah, if we are able to acquire the pleasure of Allah, my friends, we have acquired everything. We have acquired everything. Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, used to say in a couplet, Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. If I have not been able to acquire you, I have acquired nothing. Despite having everything, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Tu ek mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, if you one is not mine, then nothing is mine. If you are mine, everything is mine, the heaven is mine and the earth is mine. So if we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, if Allah is ours, if Allah loves us, if Allah's support is with us, then we have everything despite having nothing. And if we have everything but the pleasure of Allah, if we have everything but the attention of Allah, if we have everything but the support of Allah, if Allah is not ours, then despite having everything, we have nothing. Tum huye hasil, to sab hasil huye. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huye hasil, to sab hasil huye. If I was not able to acquire you, I have acquired nothing despite having everything. And if I was able to acquire you, I have acquired everything. I have acquired everything despite having nothing. So, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah. This command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we translate it as fear Allah, it is as if we have accepted iman and na'udhu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has suddenly become very dictatorial and he is saying, fear me, fear me, fear me. I have accepted iman, I have accepted you as my Rabb, I have accepted you as my Lord, why should I fear you now? No, Allah is not saying fear. Allah is saying that by accepting iman, we have both become friends. And I am advising you, ittaqullah, because if you do not adopt taqwa, we will remain friends no more. It's out of love Allah is saying, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullah. O you who believe, create a barrier between yourselves and my displeasure. Create a barrier between yourselves and my disobedience. And this is, my friends, taqwa. This is taqwa. And Allah is not putting fear in our hearts. No. Allah is not putting fear in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us to do something that is beneficial for us in this very world and the hereafter. So Allah is saying, ittaqullah, out of affection, like an affectionate father would do. Ittaqullah. Ittaqullah. Because there are so many benefits of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, inna allaha ma'al ladhina attaqaw. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yuhibbul muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Those people who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create an exit for them to leave every problem behind. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person sustenance, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his needs. Sustenance here does not mean only food. Sustenance means every sustenance. If he is in need of ilm, Allah will grant him ilm. If he is in need of guidance, Allah will grant him guidance. If he is in need of food, Allah will grant him food. If he is in need of a human supporter, Allah will grant him a human supporter. If he is in need of a good sheikh, Allah will grant him a good sheikh. If he is in need of a home, Allah will grant him home. If he is in need of passing examination, Allah will make sure he passes his examination. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his needs through avenues which he would not have even thought about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. One who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make matters easy for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make matters easy for him. And Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُعَذِّمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. One who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will magnify his reward. A person performs salat without taqwa. His life is not pure from sins. And another person is performing salat whose life is pure from sins. The reward of both salat will be different. So those people who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will magnify their reward. This is promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Zayd ibn Aslam, rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great tabi'i, he was the son of the slave of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Aslam, rahimahullahu ta'ala, was a tabi'i, he was the freed slave of Umar radiyallahu anhu. And Zayd ibn Aslam, rahimahullahu ta'ala, was the son of a slave. So his family lineage was not so bright and was not so strong. But despite that, as a result of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him. And the likes of Imam Zainul Abidin, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Ali ibn Hussein, rahimahullahu ta'ala, would frequent his majalis. And this was the time when Ali ibn Hussein, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Zainul Abidin, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the son of Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala, anhu, was regarded as the Imam of the Muslimin. So somebody said to him that you are the Imam al-Muslimin and you do not go and sit in the company of the Mashayikh and the Ulama of Quraysh and you frequent the majalis of a son of a slave, Zayd ibn Aslam. So he said, understand one principle. A person should go and sit in the company of that person who benefits him, whether he is from Quraysh or whether he is a son of a slave. So Zayd ibn Aslam rahimahullahu ta'ala used to say, ittaqillah. Become a muttaqi. Free your life from sinful activities. Create a barrier between yourself and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen? Ittaqillah. Become a muttaqi. Adopt taqwa. What will happen? Yuhibbuka an-nasu wa in karihu. People will have to love you despite not wanting to. Allah will compel them to love you. So in taqwa lies solution to all problems, my friend. And it is for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of affection, out of kindness, is saying to the believing servants whom he loves very much, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, create a barrier between yourselves and my disobedience. Create a barrier between yourselves and my displeasure. If you were to do this, then the bounties and blessings of this world is yours, and the bounties and the blessings of the hereafter is yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to adopt taqwa, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to despise and dislike disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always tell the congregations there in the UK or wherever I go, that from today, don't say, Allah has created me to worship Him. No. From today, say, Allah has worshipped me to stay away from those things that displease Him and to do those things that please Him. Because when this thing comes into our mind, that Allah has created me for ibadah. So ibadah, tilawat is ibadah. Zikr is ibadah. Khuruj fi sabilillah is ibadah. Umrah is ibadah. Hajj is ibadah. Salat is ibadah. Alhamdulillah. Allah has created me for ibadah and I am engaged in ibadah. What about ghibah? What about slander? What about unlawful gaze? What about listening to music? No, Allah has created me for ibadah and alhamdulillah, I am doing ibadah. So we have misunderstood the term ibadah. The term ibadah means Allah has created us to worship Him, to become His slaves. And the slave will carry out only the do's of the master and abstain from every don'ts of the master. So go with this message from here, that the maqsad of my life, the creation and the purpose of my creation, the objective of my creation is to stay away from everything that makes the Creator unhappy and to do everything that makes the Creator happy. So everything comes in now. Faraid comes in, wajibat comes in, sunan, mustahabbat, nawafil, haram, makruhati tahrimiya, makruhati tanzihiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to strive towards this goal, the adoption of taqwa. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to remain united for this purpose. And may we remind each other, may we meet each other over and over again for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn from each other. And may we ultimately be united in Jannatul Firdaus with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك ونعوذ بك من شر ما عاد منه عبدك ونبيك اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم إنا نسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا خيرا ورشدا اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمة